Yeah, it's starting fresh.
Can I see it?
This is continuing chapter 13, verse 6. Okay, so now the question is, what is the benefit? What is the benefit of keeping justice in such a society? The answer is it protects you. It protects you from all these mistakes that the wicked person. In other words, that's the benefit of being just in an unjust society. It protects you of all the mistakes of being of what the wicked person would do. All the mistakes of the wicked person. Now the question is, why does it use charity? Charity, the benefit of charity is that I recognize the benefit to society if there's not a poor people. Because poor people, many times, it depends on, you know, there's different societies of poor people. Like there's certain poor people where the government and business work together and they keep the poor people down. That could start a revolution. If though at a certain point, it could totally break the government. Okay? So when there's poor people, there can be evil things that happen. You understand? If people are starving, they could do anything and they could do harmful things and they could become evil. So therefore, charity is the ultimate recognition. There's one thing, justice. Sometimes you're afraid of society. There are other fears that stop you. But there's nothing forcing you to give charity. If you give charity with the recognition of the benefit to society and that everybody is at least makes a living, somehow has a living, you understand? Of course, there's different levels of wealth. That's fine. But the thing is that insofar as that, but if a person is starving, person is like kept as a slave, then that would bring about a certain type of revolution and destruction to the society. That is the benefit. That is the benefit. That's why they go to tzedakah, because tzedakah, I must do it only, the purpose of doing it is only because I recognize the need to society. Okay, this is a question of all of Mishlei, a general question. And that is that somebody asks, let's say somebody lives on a desert island. Two people live on a desert island. And one person will get a benefit by killing the other and live out his life alone on a desert island. So therefore, there'll be no real consequences. Because even if he's, there can't be any consequences because he's not going to do wrong where he's going to get caught or he's going to harm himself. He's just living on a desert island. There doesn't seem to be a consequence on that type of thing. I want to say that the truth is that Mishlei is only a practical way. The odds of such a situation coming about, that a person could do something wrong and totally get away with it, is a rarity of rarities. It's a rarity of rarities. And so therefore, practically, it does work. Theoretically, there is a question. There is a question. The answer to the question is, if you reach a level, and it's a very high level, you want to do God's will, and just like God is kind, you want to be kind because you want to be in line with God's will. So then you will never do an injustice, even if you could get away with it. But on the Mishlei level, it's not 100%. It's a high probability, okay? And very practically, you must start out with this life first before you can reach the higher life, the life of, I mean that's a very high level, to reach a level where you're in line with God's will.